This is the night. Deacon John sang for us over and over in the Exultet. This is the night that with a pillar of fire banished the darkness of sin. This is the night when you led Israel's children from slavery in Egypt and made them pass dry shod through the Red Sea. This is the night when Christ broke the prison bars of death and rose victorious from the underworld. So if you want the Reader's Digest condensed version, although I don't think anything about this Easter vigil is in its condensed version. The condensed version might say, this is the night that Jesus Christ destroyed sin, Satan, darkness, and death. Deacon John continued proclaiming, this is the night that even now throughout the world sets Christian believers apart from worldly vices and from the gloom of sin, leading them to the grace and joining them to his holy ones. This is exactly what is happening tonight throughout the world, and in particular for our friends Olivia and Carly and Mark. The risen Lord Jesus is leading you to the grace of the sacraments and joining you to his holy ones, to the church, to us, to Christian believers. The risen Lord Jesus is setting you apart from worldly vices and the gloom of sin. Your original sin and every single one of your personal sins will be washed away tonight. Not by the waters of the Red Sea, but by the waters of baptism. Thus says the Lord God, I will sprinkle clean water upon you to cleanse you from all your impurities. I will give you a new heart and place a new spirit within you. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. This is the night that you will become a beloved child of the Father in baptism and a temple of the Holy Spirit in confirmation. This is the night that the risen Lord Jesus invites you to experience an intimacy with him like never before in Holy Communion. Truly, the closest you will ever be to Jesus this side of heaven. Indeed, this is the night at long last. For some of our other friends, Paula and Sam and Grant and Bruce, you are already joined to the Lord's holy ones through baptism. You are already in communion with the Catholic Church, but not completely. This is the night that you will join us in full communion. After making your profession of faith and all that the Holy Catholic Church believes, teaches, and proclaims to be revealed by God, you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit in the sacrament of confirmation and the Lord's true body and blood in Holy Communion. All seven of you have been on a journey to this most holy night your whole life. And it has been a joy for me to walk with you on this last leg of your pilgrimage and to hear parts of your amazing stories that have led you to the sanctifying power of this night. I am a very grateful spiritual father tonight as I rejoice in my spiritual children. I'm so humbled and inspired by you. I'm grateful to Almighty God that he lets me be an instrument of the Lord's grace for you on this truly blessed night. On my own ordination day, now almost 18 years ago, my dear priest friend, God rest his soul, Father Hobbits, called me from the eternal city on my ordination day and told me that he had offered Mass for me earlier that morning in Rome at the altar of St. Pius X, where I attended Mass with him every Saturday morning. He said he offered Mass for me there that I would be a faithful and a holy priest. And then he told me something that I will never forget. He said, "Now that you are a priest, it will take a lifetime to become a priest." And I knew immediately what he meant by that paradox. Through the sacrament of holy orders, I was marked with an indelible mark of Christ's priesthood. On that day, June the 17th, 1997, I was indeed a priest forever. And yet, I still have a long way to go as I conform my weak human nature to the mind and the heart of Jesus the priest. It will take a lifetime to become the priest that Jesus has called me to be. And I would like to say the same thing to you tonight, to the seven of you. Now that you are a Catholic, it will take a lifetime to become a Catholic. Through the sacraments of baptism and confirmation, you will be marked with an indelible mark on your soul that can never, ever, ever be erased. You are a Catholic forever. And yet, it will take a lifetime to become the Catholic Christian the Lord is calling you to be. I encourage you, be a good Catholic. Be a great Catholic. Be a holy Catholic. Be a faithful Catholic. I have confidence in you. You can do it with the Lord's help. The Lord of hosts will be fighting for you. He promises that he will never, ever abandon or forsake you at any moment. Why? Because Jesus isn't dead. He's alive. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen. Alleluia.